In November 1999, a police officer was killed in a public ambush, and investigators still don't know who did it and why. I'm Darian, and I'll be back with more on Real Crime Cases.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
November 1st, 1999, Dayton, Ohio. Police officer Kevin Brain spent the beginning of the day in court for his job and the rest of the day with his sons. He took his boys out to eat at a local restaurant, then dropped them off at his wife's house at 8:55 p.m. While walking to his car in the driveway, Kevin was shot in the back of the neck with a shotgun at close range and left to die by an unknown assailant. A police investigation revealed that the murder was not a robbery because none of Kevin's belongings were taken. Police also believe that Kevin was taken by surprise in an ambush because his police firearm was still holstered at his side. Whoever committed the crime planned it well in advance and knew Kevin's schedule for the day. If you have any information that can help, please contact the Dayton, Ohio Police Department or your local law enforcement agency. Or you can contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.